Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is. Kia ora, yes. Alice. How are you today?
So I'm staying dry. My heart goes out to Pōneke and Ōtautahi who are under the water. But look, in times of distress and civil emergency, why not the theatre? You know, why not the arts? It's good to be back, actually. We've had a bit of a break after Easter and Anzac. So, look, in that time, the theatre hasn't really been dark. It's just no one's been going to it.
No.
Hashtag tragedy. But anyway, we're about to launch right into New Zealand International Comedy Festival. It's a whole month. It randomly intercepts over the Auckland Writers Festival, but you'd never know because the two audiences, they're never the twain shall meet. But it's really amazing to be kicking off. Obviously, we cover Comedy Fest over the course of the month. But I'll be kicking off Comedy Fest coverage with the two theatre queens of Comedy Fest. We have Florence and Shoshana. We're here talking about Me, My Mother and Susie Cato and Millie Beloved. Welcome to the show, guys. Yeah. So this is a double bill. These guys have got the show coming up, opening next week at the Herald Theatre. But I just want to talk a little bit before then. It's a double bill, so you're doing the it's two shows, right?
Yes.
Back to back, two solo theatre comedy shows. You've done it before at the Fringe already, so this is a return season. Directed by Renee Lyons, is that correct? Renzi in there, herself is an incredible performer, writer, and director. But you guys know each other. Like, what's the relationship here? What are you? Are you friends? Are you lovers? Are you collaborators? And then why the decision to then go with the double bill? Like, what was that? Tell us the story behind that.
Well, Flo and I have been friends since you moved back from LA.
Yeah. Yes. 2019.
Yes, COVID really cemented that for us. And then obviously we both write and act. And so it started off as a friendship, and then I did a TV series called Madam.
Yes.
Which Flo was one of the bright, young, beautiful stars of.
Absolutely. Knockout performance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And but it's just done in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, played in Australia, which is amazing. We love it when New Zealand content gets to Australia. It's so hard to have that happen. So amazing. Amazing feat.
Yeah, so good.
So you guys worked on that together.
Yes.
And then now talk, because obviously that's screen land, that's TV land, but this is theatre land we're in. Mm. So what was the decision to be writing or performing or whatever in your theatre work?
Well, I didn't really act in Madam, so that was part of my big itch to scratch. So I was desperate to do some more acting and desperate to play around outside of what anyone else might want. Mm-hmm. That was kind of my thing for it.
Yeah. I think I'd had this idea kicking around for quite a while, and I've never done a solo show before, so I thought I'd just give it a nudge. And
And then here we are.
Yeah.
For both of you, do you have a complementary, it's solo, right? But then also, did you use each other as a way to kind of build ideas or kind of figure out things in the room? Or how's that worked? Florence, have you sort of...
Yeah, I mean, we definitely auditioned our plays for each other, eh? Like, we definitely did little showings and got notes and stuff. But I would also, and Renee worked on both of ours, so there is that through line as well. But I'd say we kind of rehearsed pretty solo. Mm-hmm. We have sat in on each other's rehearsals and been an eye for each other.
Yes.
But yeah.
I mean, it always helps when you have got that eye outside, even if it's someone to cheerlead you when you're like, it's terrible, it's crap, I want to kill, I'm going to kill the baby. It's a term that we use in theatre, but we won't use it anymore. You want to kill things and there's that person going, no, actually there's something in this. This is really good. This is really funny.
Yeah.
And it helps when it's also a performer writer as well. Mm. Florence, talk about I've talked a lot about the locking the writer out of the room. Have you had that process where you wrote it and then once you were in rehearsal, you were the script is the Bible and that's, I have to honour the words of the,
I've never heard that and nor do I ever do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's a dialogue between you as a performer and the writer.
It's a dialogue between me and me.
Yeah. Gosh, that's meta.
I was just changing things yesterday. I was because I think also sometimes you do things and you're like, oh, this doesn't make sense. But sometimes I think that is a danger because you're like, am I making things better?
you do incrementally, constantly change it. But of course, also when you put it in front of an audience, right, then the audience tells you something else and you go, there's more gold here to be mined.
Totally, and I think it's a really it's a real advantage to be your own writer because then you can evolve it as you're like, well, that went down like a cup of hot sick.
So we're going to change that. Yes. Shoshana, what about you? Are you sort of like, is the script the Bible, or do you also have this sort of fluidity when performing?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely fluidity. Like, I really do. I am definitely more of a writer than like someone who like dramaturgs a show into existence. Mm-hmm. But once I've got that, it's more playing around with it. Like, for example, this show, which I did in the Fringe Festival, is quite a different iteration for this.
Because, oh, cool.
I just wanted a chance to explore it in another way, and yes. The Comedy Fest kind of like is a slightly different audience. And yes. I just wanted to play around with that. So I've had, yeah, lots and lots of fun. And then obviously when Renee gets in the room, she's also like, she's amazing.
Yes.
And just like this. And so you're constantly kind of changing that as well. So.
And she's worked in solo form before, right? So she knows a lot of that stuff too. I mean, the Comedy Fest doesn't typically have like full, I'd say like theatre plays or theatre shows, but you're saying there's a choice to put your shows in there. I mean, they're presumably funny shows.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about Me, My Mother and Susie Cato. Where did this kernel of this idea come from?
Yeah, I was really interested in, I was kind of thinking, I think we're at a phase where we're like looking back on like Y2K culture kind of nostalgically at the moment. And I was like, yeah, there's lots of stuff about, I just really wanted to write about what sort of a fucked up time it was
to be
like a young woman and also to be a mother of a teenager, because
it's
about a 17-year-old girl and her mother, and she kind of, basically, you're so at the mercy of your parents at that stage, but you're also sort of realizing that you don't have to be, and so it's a weird tension. But also, like, the characters in here are sort of very worried about the world. Like, they're really worried about the Y2K disaster, and they're building an apocalypse bunker in their front garden that they want her to spend New Year's in.
Yes.
So it's all about her, like, being like, this feels off.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
She reaches out to somebody who happens to be Susie Cato, which also I think is like such a specific energy for millennials. Like,
truly.
I get this feedback all the time for people that like, I didn't realize what like a string she plucked for me. Like,
yes.
It was, she was just so, such a comforting figure. And I actually, the other sort of half of that idea was like, I was writing for Women's Day at the stage where I sort of was thinking about the beginnings of the play, and I interviewed her. And in the research for the interview, I found out that kids actually used to write to her for advice.
Aww.
And so she'd very gently have to handle these, like, very serious things.
Yes.
So, like, yeah. I mean, she's an amazing person. She's so sweet. And she's been really supportive of the play. She came with her daughter, and it was so nice.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. It's like paying homage to her in a way.
It's
and
100%
also,
homage
to
her.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I mean, it's interesting that, like, the things you're talking about potentially could be quite heavy, but there's lightness and there's humour in that territory. Like, you're a comedy queen, obviously.
Okay.
When you're in LA, you were doing a bunch of stuff over in LA before you came back. So is comedy like your thing?
I just am interested in like telling the truth. Like, I just, whether that's comedy or drama, whatever. Like, and I think with this play, like, there's definitely moments that I want you to feel feelings. And like, my whole thing is I want people to feel seen, and that's not necessarily funny all the time, but I think funny is a way into so many things. And so, like, I love things that aren't one or the other, but I do love comedy. Like, it is,
yes.
I love to laugh.
We love to laugh. Merely Beloved, obviously dealing with quite a novel concept and it's funny, but it's not, right? So this poor woman's dealing in the throes of grief, a husband. I don't want to give too much away, but it's sitting again in comedy. So why comedy for a work which could otherwise be like a dark, you know, thriller?
Well, I think that comedy can really like cut to the core of who we are. Like, I think when we sit in drama, we can very much like have our guards up or have an idea of how people should behave. And I think comedy has this beautiful way of just like uniting people, and we get to giggle about things that we're like, oh, I just thought that was me. Like, for me, I just want to explore things that are a little bit, like, I guess scary in a way. Like, I really wanted to push the line of, like, is this acceptable?
Yeah, right.
Because people all the time have thoughts that are just, that they tell themselves are really unacceptable, and it really isolates us. So I just wanted to take this and be like, we can laugh.
Yes.
We can laugh at anything.
Yes.
Because it's okay, because it's our lives. You totally. Know? As long as you're not hurting anyone, it's appropriate. So.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because often sometimes I kind of feel like being a bit double percussive if you have like, this is a story about death and there's grief in it and therefore it will be serious, that it's, we're really kind of didactic and like, grief is sad and therefore you should feel bad, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really lovely to kind of think of these, both of you speaking to these things being hand in hand, the light with the dark, or all that kind of thing. And I think, I mean, it sounds a bit like during the comedy festival, of course people are there to have a laugh and such, but people are also just there to have a really good night out. Some of their best storytellers, you know, the Chris Parkers, the Guy Montgomerys, you know, the Abby Howells, these guys are telling the truth as well, I would argue. There's a kind of a tragedy maybe even in some of these stories. So both the shows, Me, My Mother and Susie Cato and Merely Beloved, you're opening next Thursday at the Herald Theatre. You can get your tickets at www.comedyfestival.co.nz. Go on there, check it out. There's a bunch of other shows. Thank you both so much for coming in. Looking forward to hearing and seeing more about these works and the second time round, which is a blessing if you're an audience member, because you get to see like the better version of the first version. So breaking leg to both of you, and we'll see you at the theatre soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.